Hey everyone, welcome to the Enduring Churches podcast. This is Trent Young. I'm here with my good friend Alan Small. And Alan, as we're looking back throughout all of 2020, the year that lasted forever, we've looked back at our planning, and I don't know about you, but my planning didn't seem to work out at all like I thought it would.
Oh, yeah, the best laid plans, right? I mean, nothing went like we thought it was going to go this year. Every time you plan something, you had to change your plans. I have canceled more things and postponed more things and moved more things and changed more things. I've done very few of the things that I thought I was going to do this year. So, yeah, it's definitely hard to go into 2021 not knowing what it's going to look like and how things are going to play out, how long we're going to continue to deal with this virus issue. And, you know, even though there's talks of vaccines and all these things, you know, when do those get out to the mass public? When does that change the dynamic? What happens with the weather? What happens with this latest spike? You know, there's so much that we just don't know going into that. And I would venture that most pastors are like us. How do I even prepare for 2021?
I think you're right, Alan. It's like, okay, nothing that I planned on last year worked out very well. Should I even mess with planning this coming year? And so, Alan and I totally feel you. We understand.
Yeah, but I want to put a word in our brains before we talk about kind of planning in 2021 is the word pivot. You know, you make plans, but just like in basketball, you have your pivot foot, and that allows you some freedom to look around and then figure out what you're going to do and make that move. And that's kind of what we all need to do. We need to think of 2021 as the year of pivoting. We just need to be quick to pivot and be ready to pivot. And when the opportunity's there, move as we need to move. And so, you know, I think pivoting is essential to our readiness for this coming year. And so we want to talk today about some of the areas in which we need to do a little bit of planning and talk about planning in each of those areas, because it looks different than it's ever looked before. I mean, last year we were sitting down and we had done a podcast on planning your preaching calendar. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone and done my spiritual retreat to plan a preaching calendar for next year because I really don't know where I need to go for sure. So they've become much more short term for the time being.
I think everybody is dealing with that, Alan. And so just like you talked about pivoting, I think the flexibility that we have to have. Some of the churches that are in the United States haven't been open at all or haven't been allowed to be open for several months. And so they're not even sure what it feels like to be in church. They may have been doing things online and stuff, but it's totally different. And so, yeah, today we want to kind of talk through that with you and help you to have some flexibility. We want you to have some peace as you're trying to plan through this and still be effective. So, Alan, let's talk first of all, since you mentioned it about preaching, how do we stay flexible, have that pivot ability in preaching?
Well, you know, everyone who's listening, if you're a pastor, we all have different mindsets on preaching. And I know some do really long series through books of the Bible, and that's great. That's not how you and I are wired, and that's not how you and I do it. We tend to like shorter series. But in our preaching, I think it's really important right now to remember that our role is that of the prophet, using the gift of prophecy as the New Testament identifies it, where we're forthtelling and not foretelling. And we need to be really in tune with what's going on in our community and in our church, and we really need to be speaking to where they are right now. We really need to do extra work right now in exegeting our community of faith, because they need us right now. They need us to speak into their lives and into their circumstances and situations. You know, Trent, one of the things, and I don't know if this has been true for you, but everyone I've talked to, every pastor I've talked to, about guests that have been coming into their church are young families right now. And I think a lot of those families are trying to seek an answer and trying to seek something that's stable in an unstable world. And we don't need to miss this opportunity.
That's right, Alan. I see that too. We do have, you know, young families that are coming in, and you know, millennials, it seems like they deal with more anxiety than most. And so as they look at the culture around them, all that's happening, they want to know, you know, hey, I have a place that has the truth that I can count on. And so, you know, looking at those things, and you use the word exegete, and we need to exegete our culture. We need to look around. We need to pay attention to who's visiting. If you've never kept statistics, now's the time to begin to look at some statistics of people who are visiting, people who are not there, and age groups and the giving per age group, maybe. But just begin to pick that apart. A good friend, Randy Weeks, really encouraged me to do that. And that has been helpful. It's given me a glimpse into what's happening in our church. And so that helps you to know what's going on in the moment. And so that helps you to be more flexible and aim toward those things as you're planning your preaching.
Yeah. So you can ask yourself, well, what's going on in the moment right now? Well, I mean, so, you know, as we're recording this, we are in the midst of a spike. And one of the things I've noticed is that our in-person gatherings have been shrinking over the last 3 or 4 weeks as the spike has increased in COVID cases in our particular county. And so more people are moving back to the online situation. And so I've had to re-up the communication levels. There's more emails, there's more digital things going on. And so I'm trying to balance all those things out. And it's not easy, especially as we're coming into the holidays and all those kinds of things. But you got to keep track with what's going on in the moment. And you know, preaching right now, doing something different with Christmas. We're actually talking about home and family in the month of December, and we're tying that into the gospel story. But there's a lot of family dysfunction, a lot of family struggles going on right now. We need to be quick to see those things and deal with those things. And that was a quick adjustment. That was not one that I've been planning on. It's kind of come up kind of quickly.
And so, as you're thinking through that and you're looking and you're exegeting who's in your church and what's happening in the town that you are in, one thing, keep in mind that God has placed your church where it is on purpose for a purpose. And so with that in mind, then you need to hold those plans loosely. Be willing to adjust to talk about the things. And we've talked about this in previous podcasts, right, Alan? You know, that you need to talk about what's happening in your town. If there's a major event that takes place or a tragedy that takes place, to be able to do that. but Alan, I had planned my preaching calendar for most of, you know, the last half of the year into the middle of next year. And well, I've already had to change it several times, so you got to hold plans loosely.
Yes, I have found right now that going out more than about 4 weeks at a time has been really a challenge, because things are changing so fast, and what seemed like a good idea then does not seem like a good idea now. And God keeps stirring in my heart to go in a different direction, and so you know, we are doing that. And I would encourage you, just hold, like you say, hold your plans loosely. Let God speak into the situation and let him speak into your heart and life through the Word of God. But do make sure too that in your preaching, as always, even though we're looking at the circumstances around us, it always begins in the Word of God, and make sure your preaching is true to Scripture, because that is our ultimate resource, and that's where God is going to use to communicate. So that's a little bit about preaching, but preaching's not the only thing going on. We also have all of our church programs, and I'm sure everything that you've always done, you continued through all of this a year, right, Trent?
Not even close, man. And so this is a good place, you know, especially at the end of the year here, to look and say, okay, what are good things that we need to necessarily not continue, or some things that we do need to continue? And, you know, as you look at what's happening, say they do have a vaccine that is out and plentiful, and people start opening back up. Well, let me just tell you, your folks that have been cooped up are going to start traveling. They're going to be gone on weekends traveling because they can for the first time in a long time. And so kind of keep that in mind. Thinking through what's going to happen when things happen. If it doesn't open up very much, how are things going to be? What things are families going to be facing? And so that may affect what programs that you do. You may want to continue all your kids' stuff, but you may have to adjust it a little bit.
Yeah, you may not get all your volunteers back. And mm-hmm. So you're going to have to think about that. You may realize that you've been throwing a lot of money at programs that are geared for reaching the same kids that you're always reaching, and you don't have kids from the community being a part, and maybe there's something you can do better. You know, I think one of the blessings of this time has been, and has shown us in the church world, that we don't have to have so many programs, but what we have to do is connect with people. Mm-hmm. And while programs can help us connect, they can also help us disconnect from our community. And so, you know, if we're always at the church and we're always doing stuff at our churches, we're not getting into our community as much. And, you know, now we have an opportunity to almost kind of start from a zero base with our programming and determine what's really important to us and move forward with those things that are truly, truly important to the life and ministry of the church. And so this is a really good time to dig in and assess and reevaluate. Like you said, there's some things that we need to leave behind, but maybe there's some things too that we need to add, you know, and continuing to build our online presence and things like that.
Well, and just keep in mind that your folks in your church, they're so used to change this year because nothing has stayed the same, that now's the perfect time for you to change things. As you're looking through and evaluating, this is a great time for you to get rid of something maybe that you were afraid to get rid of in the past, or bring in something that you were afraid to bring in.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we don't know right now, because we're not on the other side of all of this, we don't know how excited people are to return to church and how unmotivated they are to return to church. Are they going to be content with the video presence? Or are they going to want to be in person? We all want to say, oh, well, everyone's going to say, I've missed this and want to come back. But I'm not sure that's going to be true for everyone. There are some people who are extremely introverted who don't like a lot of the stuff that they see going on around them, and would rather just, you know, pick and choose the parts of a worship service that they participate in. And so, you know, we don't know what this looks like on the other side of all this. And so you're going to have to be kind of ready for a lot of different scenarios with your programming.
That's true. And you may have to, there's going to be new tools that come out in technology, just like there have been in 2020. Many of our pastors and churches were not doing podcast or doing online video presence, and now they are. And so that ability to change, just like Alan said, to be able to pivot, is going to continue, I think, in 2021 as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Trent, we've only had one person who's visited our church over the last 3 months who did not watch an online service before they came. So know that they are doing that. And that certainly affects your programming as well. Well, programming kind of falls back into another area, Trent, and that's the church structure. And this has been certainly a time where you have to make a lot of church structure decisions. I know we're moving our church budget business meeting we do at the end of the year. We're moving it into January just because we want to see where we ended up this year financially before we make any further decisions. But this is a good time to address some structural issues as well, isn't it?
Yeah, just think about, you know, a lot of churches are being forced into dealing with staff decisions, you know, as people are working from home more. There's a lot of things that you're going to have to evaluate and possibly change. And so, you know, just like Alan said, adjusting your calendar, you know, major things that happen typically in, on your calendar may have to be moved a little bit. And so there's a lot of things that you're going to have to do, and decentralizing your church structure a little bit more so there more people have more say in what's going on.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of say, isn't it? Yeah, it's where we're giving people more say in how the ministry takes place in the church. You know, we have for a long time kind of put power, and we've equated the administrative power with maybe the visional power and all those kinds of things. And this is a really good time to kind of really remember that those are two separate functions, and to really drive people toward the mission of the church, and then to manage the administrative side of the church. But what we really want to do when we think about decentralizing the church structure is making sure that it's not so much about what's going on in the church structure itself, but more about what's going on in ministry to people.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how you hit those needs that your families have may change. And how that you allow people to be more active in ministering to families that maybe weren't. And so that may bring, you know, we all are worrying about not having the same volunteers, but it may open some doors for some new volunteers, people that feel very comfortable technologically will be more open to doing ministry to families through technology, maybe than were doing hands-on stuff.
Yeah, one of the things we were talking about, as I was meeting with my administrative board this past week, was you know, we were talking about looking at our budget for next year, and we had actually lowered some amounts that we had in outreach, but we had targeted that as something we didn't want to cut back on so much. But what we also realized is a lot of the things that we were doing were these big events, and we could get a much bigger impact by doing some smaller events. And what we want to do is empower our people to do some things that are more local, more community minded, so that when we get through this, there's something that they can do in their neighborhoods that is outreach minded. We're going to show them how to do it and come up with kind of a little kit. This is how you do this. And we want things to be more in the community and less centered around the church. And so we want to take our church to our communities. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. And that's, you know, Ephesians 4 says that we're supposed to be those people who equip the believers for works of service. And so that's great. And you know, this is a great opportunity to look into that, to give your people more, I guess, permission, freedom, the tools to go and make an impact on one or two families that they live next door to. That'd be great.
Yeah. Now, Trent, you and I both have over the last few years, we've really worked to simplify our church organizational structures. But there's a lot of churches out there that still have the old structures that we saw back when we were kids, where, you know, you've got a committee on committees, and the committee on committees makes reports so that you can have 27 other committees, and you have, yeah, you know, you have death by committee in your church. This is a really good time to step back. And when we talk about being a more simple church, to simplify your organization and to adjust the roles in the church and to adjust how you operate in the church. And so if you've ever been looking for an opportunity to help guide your church through something like that, this has been a great opportunity, because obviously the committees have not been working like they have in the past. All those things are a little bit different. It's a great time to move from the committee structure to a more team-based of approach, and to work into a system that is much more conducive to success in the future world. And so don't forget to simplify the organization during this time, as well as you're simplifying other things.
Yeah, I'm so thankful God had led our church to change to our leadership team instead of all these separate little committees And that happened before 2020, thank goodness. And so now we've been functioning in that during 2020. We had a team that we could all communicate. We're used to communicating by text a lot. And so, but those people really helped to make some decisions that were vital to this year. And so I would encourage you, now's the time. Again, people are used to change this year. Now's the time to be working through some of that.
So we've talked about those three areas. We've talked about preaching, programming, structure. We just want to mention in finance, but not long ago, about 10 episodes ago, we did an episode on budget imperatives for 2021. We just want to refer that back to you. We'll put a link to that in our notes here if you'd like to go back and listen to that. But, you know, expect an economic downturn. Know that you're going to have some budget issues coming up in 2021 that you're going to have to deal with. But let's talk about some practical things we can do as we kind of wrap up today. Trent, how can we help ourselves in planning for 2021?
Well, I really want to speak to the pastors and, you know, your staff people. You've got to be flexible. We just don't know, right? And that's everybody I've talked to is like, well, I don't know. Well, welcome to the club. And so be flexible. Don't get your feelings hurt very easily. And be flexible about what's happening, what needs to change. And I think that's very important.
Yeah, approach it with a smile. I got a question yesterday. Hey, what are we doing for the next 3 weeks with our small groups? Well, right now we're on a week-to-week status. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. We've got to be flexible. And for planners, that can be hard. If you are someone who really likes to have a solid plan, flexibility is a real challenge, but you've got to be flexible. You know, Trent, you also have to kind of give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. You know, recognize that it's okay if you don't have all the answers. It's okay if not everything goes like you thought it should go. Give yourself a break that you don't have to have everything all put together for this coming year. It's okay.
Yeah. On a given week, if you just get a sermon together and you have Sunday worship, or you are able to video a sermon, then, well, praise God, that's a pretty good deal this year. And it may be a good deal for a good portion of next year. So yeah, give yourself a break, cut yourself some slack. Don't feel like you have to have everything together. You can't keep all the plates spinning. So this is a good time to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, how would you plan right now, Trent? What would you tell someone about how you're planning?
Well, looking at like my preaching calendar, I'm going to do just like you mentioned earlier, small segments, small chunks is what I'm going to do. You know, instead of trying to plan a 6 months or longer, I'm going to take, okay, well, hey, this month, you know, 1 month at a time. So, and encourage your people on your staff or your people that are in charge of children's ministry, especially to be thinking in smaller chunks. And I think that will help people to be a little more relaxed.
Yeah, I think those smaller segments are hugely important, because you can adjust a small segment a lot more quickly than you can adjust a long extended period of time. So think about it from that standpoint too. You're actually planning for flexibility if you plan in smaller segments, because again, it's easier to pivot. It's easier to kind of make a move when you don't have to change so much. So plan in segments. We do not have any summer plans for next year right now. Mm-hmm. We may go to church camp. We may not go to church camp. We may do a family event. We may not do a family event. We don't know. So we're going to plan as we're able to plan, and as we can do so confidently. So plan in segments. And then here's this is hugely important. Trent, you and I talk a lot to pastors about making sure that you're mentally sharp and that you take a break. This is a time where talk to your leadership. And if you are a church lay leader who helps support a pastor, encourage them to take a few extra breaks. It might be an afternoon. It might just be one day away, but encourage a few extra breaks right now. This has been mentally challenging, physically challenging, emotionally challenging, and we all need a few extra breaks right now.
I agree, Alan, totally. And as we record this, this is Thanksgiving week for me, and I have intentionally, I'm working very little at the office. I'm taking the week off, do a little hunting, working around the house, just being away from those things. I'm working more physically, but here's the principle. If you typically work in a job that is more mental, then you need to do physical stuff on your time off. If you do stuff that is very physical all the time, then you need to, when you take a break, it needs to be more mental things that you work on. So I agree. Yeah, and you need to plan several of those breaks in the months to come.
Yeah, make sure that you're taking care of your ability to be flexible without losing your mind and all those things. And that requires some time away doing things. And, you know, for me, a lot of it, Trent, I really got into Audible big this year.
Yeah.
And everything on Audible pretty much has been a book that is not really ministry related. Mm-hmm. It's kind of my oasis from everything. I have learned so much about Wild Bill Hickok and Dodge City and all these kinds of things from some audiobooks. And it's been a blast. It's been a good mental break from everything else that's going on. And when I think about the status of the Midwest in the 1880s, it gives me hope for today, because that was a messed up place. And so we live in a messed up place. There is hope. God can work in the midst of all that's going on and all the chaos. And so that is a good thing for us. And so we want to remember to take a few extra breaks. Well, Trent, you have anything else to tell people about the planning conundrum in 2021?
Well, I guess the word is good luck. Yeah. None of us know, right? Yeah, we're all kind of sitting here with like deer in the headlights, like what in the world is going to happen? And none of us do. And so, again, we want to encourage you to give yourself some slack on this, because none of us know. And so don't think that you've got to have all the answers, because nobody has all the answers except Jesus Christ. And so we want you to grow in your prayer life. We want you to grow in your time to just sit and learn from God's word. But don't stress about this. And Alan and I want to be here for you. We want to encourage you. And so please feel free to get in contact with us through enduringchurches.com, or you can connect with us on our Facebook page. But please let us be a part of your team that walks beside you and encourages you. And also help us by sharing this podcast with maybe somebody that you are friends with that could use some encouragement too.